This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to study with you a very familiar passage from the Bible, but one which I will entitle the lesson, Facing the Future, based upon the 23rd Psalm. Every one of us faces a future, whether that future be long or short. And this psalm, a very special message from the Word of God, should help us to face that future. This psalm is a very familiar, I'm sure, to everybody who's ever read the Bible, who's ever attended religious services, but nevertheless, it is ever enriching. I want you to note, first of all, about it that it involves an amazing claim. The psalmist says, "The Lord is my shepherd." He claims God as his shepherd. He claims God, later in the psalm, as his gracious host. He recognizes, therefore, God as his leader, as his provider, and his protector. It was, of course, the function of a shepherd to take the sheep to the place where they could gain food, where they could have water, and where they could have rest in the shade from the hot burning sun. And it was also the function of the shepherd to protect the sheep from the ravenous wolves. And so here is an amazing claim, the Lord is my shepherd. Now note the logical result of that claim, I shall not want. In effect, he's saying that the Lord is a bank who never turns down any request for a loan, never runs out of money, as it were. The Lord never runs out of the blessings that we need. In fact, we're taught in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Jesus is there making clear that any request that we make, so long as it is in harmony with the will of God, will be granted. In the third place, we note some of the wants which he supplies. As we note that he says, I shall not want, what are some of the wants that he supplies? First of all, we note in verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And so you see, he supplies rest and refreshment. To go back to the analogy of the sheep and the shepherd, we know that sheep lie down because their hunger has been satisfied and because they feel secure. When an animal is afraid, when he's afraid that some other animal is about to come upon him to devour him, then he gets up from the ground. He doesn't simply continue to lie there. So the fact that the sheep lies down indicates his hunger is satisfied and he feels secure. And note how we might compare that in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30, when Jesus says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. So, one of the wants which he supplies is what we need in the face of our weariness, the weariness of life. In the next place, he supplies leadership and guidance in the face of our ignorance. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. He goes before us. He knows the way we must travel. He guides us in the way we should go. His word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. And so when you need leadership and guidance, as James counsels in James chapter 1 and verse 5, If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Then he gives us restoration in the face of our being lost. Even after David fell into grievous sin, God sought him and restored him. And we find the same thing in regard to the prodigal son and the lost sheep in the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. He supplies companionship and comfort in the midst of tribulation. Not all of life is in green pastures or beside still waters. The road can suddenly change to eerie moors, to rugged mountains, and raging oceans. But in the midst of all of that, God supplies what we really do need. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Be with us next time as we continue this important study of the 23rd Psalm.